Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. I'm delighted to have Jennifer Hufstetler, Director of Data Center Product Marketing at Intel, back in the studio with us. Welcome, Jennifer. How's it going?
Pretty good, Allison. Thanks for having me back.
So we recently had you on to talk about a launch of a product, and now you're back to tell us about some exciting Xeon news again. Tell me about what's the news today.
Yeah, so today I am very excited to announce that Intel is bringing forth a new platform brand for our data center processors. A lot of people have heard about the upcoming Skylake product family, and it's launching this summer. But the new generation has so much changing for it that it's a major architectural leap forward. We're unifying some aspects, and we wanted to take this opportunity to also re-architect the brand to really reflect that core value prop of scalability. So we'll be launching the Intel Xeon Scalable Processor Family.
So this is huge news. And for someone who spends as much time thinking about Xeon as I do, this is really a departure from the way that we were delivering products historically in different series for different types of capabilities. Tell me about why we decided on a scalable family and what it represents in terms of the types of processors that you'll find in that scalable family.
You know, looking at the environment and the changes and the trends that are happening, we really saw an opportunity with the maturation of the cloud infrastructure as enterprises are now looking for public, private, and hybrid cloud infrastructures, as well as with the network transforming. We saw a convergence and a need to address some of the customer challenges that are out there to be able to deliver a more agile, more flexible infrastructure, and we address some of those challenges with this new product family. As you mentioned, we're kind of bringing essentially two of our previously segmented platforms, the Xeon E5 and the Xeon E7 together into one unified platform that now will be able to provide that scalability and flexibility from entry, compute, network, and storage workloads all the way through to mission-critical workloads like in-memory, database, and analytics. So really bringing the best to bear of both of our Xeon families into this one scalable stack.
This really reflects some of the broader changes that are going on in terms of data center workloads and the expansion of workloads. We're able to dial in capabilities into a processor within the scalable family in a much more acute manner, at least in terms of what I've seen so far. Is that correct?
The capabilities within the processor, of course, the full details will come out at our full launch, but with this generation, we're seeing new integrations to be able to address those shifting workload needs, including integrations of accelerators like our QuickAssist technology for crypto or compression algorithms. That's just a teaser of some of the advances that we're making to address those shifting workload requirements and needs in the data center.
And of course, these processors don't just fuel compute workloads in the data center, they also fuel storage, network. Tell me a little bit about how we approach the types of technologies we're baking into our microprocessors to address that broad of workload range.
So of course at Intel, all of our data center processors are architected from the ground up for data center workloads. So when we're planning out our product families and architecting them from the ground up for the data center, we're looking at those needs with the increasing data demands, the need for cloud infrastructures to achieve greater utilization of their infrastructure to reduce the TCO for cloud service providers, for enterprises alike. And so as we intimately partner with our end customers to understand the challenges that they're having in their infrastructure, and that really guides us in some of these innovations that we put into our products to address their needs.
Now, of course, we'll be delivering the first generation of the scalable family in the next few months, but one question that I had for you is, as we move to this different approach, obviously we need to work with our ecosystem closely to deliver the types of solutions that data center operators are looking for. Tell me about our work with the ecosystem here and how it's influenced the development of our products and where we expect solutions to be emerging in the coming months.
One key point I think I haven't covered yet that our ecosystem will, of course, need to intimately understand is the four levels of features and performance and capability that we'll be offering in this new family. And this will play out through the solutions and ecosystem, as you asked. And so we will be introducing a metals construct with bronze, silver, gold, and platinum as the most premium Xeon processor scalable family. And it will have all of the advanced RAS capabilities and the greater performance features as well. So taking that full SKU stack in conjunction with all of the investment that Intel makes across our broad portfolio of data center products and technologies, in conjunction with our optimization work that we do with the software ecosystem, through software frameworks, through partnership with key ISVs, we bring those full solutions ready to take advantage of everything our platform has to offer at launch. Of course, with our E5 V4, we relaunched the cloud builders. We'll be utilizing those builders programs to bring together the full ecosystem of hardware as well as these software solutions to deliver the full set of capabilities to the market.
And of course, nothing would be complete without a question about end customers. When data center operators are looking at this new SKU stack and figuring out how to plan for their next generation of Xeon-based deployments, what kind of guidance do you have in terms of approaching the metals that you just talked about and choosing the right processor for their targeted workload or targeted environment?
It, of course, depends on their workload needs, whether their workload requires greater core counts or lower core counts with greater frequency. So it really depends on the characteristics of the workloads that they're seeking to place. But this full stack offers a breadth of solutions across a range of price points, as well as performance and cores, to be able to meet all of their needs. So for entry-level workloads in compute, network, and storage, they would gravitate to the lower performing cores in many cases at the bronze and the silver level. And then for higher demanding workloads like HPC utilization and FSI, needing full performance or in-memory analytics, they would be looking higher up the stack for that gold and platinum SKU.
All right. Well, Jennifer, this is an exciting summer for Xeon. I can't wait to hear more about what's going on in terms of the delivery of this exciting new Xeon scalable family and to see the products come out from our partners and customers associated with use of the next generation of Xeon. Congratulations on this new branding strategy. It's exciting to see, and I think it's going to help customers quite a bit in terms of selection of the right underlying compute capability to fuel the next generation of workloads in the data center. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Allison, for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.